climate changes as the use and activity of mankind. And therefore, it is a fact, it's a reality, and we have to take note of it. We have to avoid the negative and the externality that can come out from bad practices.
Just recently, President Donald Trump said climate change is a hoax, you know, perpetrated by the Chinese. And how serious should we really take the issue of climate change?
Sabit and listeners, I think this is a very serious statement. But climate change is something which is going to happen, and it is happening, and it will happen. There is no way we can avoid it. The only thing that we can do is, and that is the R and O, is how to manage our resources in a way that it can be only beneficial for mankind. And therefore, the efforts in order to tackle this climate change, it must be collective, it must be in a global solidarity, nations must combat together this phenomena. Nobody can put his head like an ostrich in the sand. We have to be realistic. As I said, it's like a process akin to an aging of a man. Mm-hmm. Because once you produce, you dilapidate the resources. These resources, some of them are not regeneratable. So you have to see into it that what you are doing and applying on earth, in the wind and in the water, it has something that can be sustainable and beneficial in the long run. And that's why such a statement as from His Excellency the President of the U.S. has to reconsider that, if that really realistic, because everybody knows that it is not realistic, and we need a solidarity, we need a collective action in order to tackle climate change. I just want to give a concrete example back to South Sudan. We want to have food security in the country. That means we have to develop more fields for agriculture. More fields, that means you are taking space. If you take space, you are taking this space from somewhere. There is no action which has no reaction. The pastoralists that Honorable have just mentioned, they also move with their cattle all over. There are paths, there are grasslands, and once you increase agricultural produce, you will take this part of the land away from the pastoralists who are moving all around. So what you do is you have to reduce the pastoralists into adopting new systems. You have to bring them into ranches or some quasi or similar places which are zero grazing. But you have to give them an opportunity to enhance the productivity, the quality and the quantity of the dairy and the meat that they have. The government must be at the forefront of implementing such projects so that you will reduce the conflict, but you will increase also the food security and the resilience of the communities.
Right. Now, as a government here in South Sudan, what is being done right? I mean, how are we trying to protect this climate change or tackle climate change?
Unfortunately, we are in a situation where we at the moment, for the just outgoing fiscal year, we have had only two things that we are focused on. It is to mitigate the insecurity situation in the country. The second thing is the extreme shortages that the food now, we have to tackle these two first. But in this coming fiscal year, we are going to focus on a program which will stabilize and recover the livelihood and the community's productivity in the country. So the program is resilience and recovery.
All right. Honorable, tell us about this conference that just ended yesterday. What is it all about?
The conference was on climate change, food insecurity, resilient livelihood. It took place on 28 to 29 June.